Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to the Profoundly Pointless Holiday Special. We're going to get right into the pointless part of the show, but before we do, I just want to thank everybody who listens for the support that you have given us in the last year. It has been an amazing year, and we could not have done any of it without you. So from the bottom of John and I's heart, thank you so much for checking out the show. Thanks for your continued support. And we're looking forward to a really great 2024, wishing you and yours the best as we move into the new year. Now let's bring in John Schull and get to the pointless part of the show. Do you feel like you made the most out of your year, or do you feel like you wasted it?
I feel like I could have done more, but in 2024, I think I need to focus a little more on the personal side of things.
Oh, like what changes are you going to make?
I want to put more effort into my family in 2024.
I feel like I treaded water, but I've also reached an age. Like once you hit middle age, I think that middle age is a lot harder. And if you can kind of just maintain, that's kind of a good year.
I mean, if I'm looking at it from an age perspective, I didn't have any cavities this year.
Is that your main barometer for a good year, how many cavities you had?
I mean, yeah.
But do you feel like you learn your lesson? Like if you identify something in your life that like, oh, okay, I really need to change that. Do you feel like you actually do that? Or do you just go back to your old habits?
I think I make excuses, which is something that's something that I need to work on. And I think a lot of it for me and maybe other people out there who are parents, I think it's easy to blame a lot of it on your children, like when you're tired. But that's just an excuse, right? You have to want to be better than that.
This has been the first year for me, and I think that this is a testament to the power of approaching middle age, is that this has been the first year that I could ever say that like, oh, I made some fundamental changes in my life. Like things that I wasn't doing well or that I needed to stop doing, I actually improved upon. I didn't improve it very much, but I actually made some like, oh, real changes.
Do you want to say any of those? Like, what's the biggest change you think you made?
I spent less time kind of dinking around. Like, I got organized. I've always really struggled with organization. And I actually started to make some steps to be more organized.
Okay. All right. So you put all your comics in alphabetical order is what you're saying.
They're digital comics. They're already organized by that. But I stopped, like, my main goal was, like, I need to stop wasting time in the morning and by looking at my phone. And I managed to stop doing that, which I thought was very, like, I was like, oh, I actually made a real change in my life this year.
It is kind of amazing when you actually pay attention to those things. For instance, even not being on your phone, you first wake up and you do something else and you realize, wow, that's 30 extra minutes of doing whatever else I want to do. And that can sometimes make or break the beginning of your day, whatever you're choosing to do.
I really do think that life begins at kind of middle age. That's when life gets really hard because you might have kids, you might have a spouse, your parents are probably getting older, you're taking care of them. You've got to make real changes because you're getting to a point now where you're aging and you can't just do whatever you want. Like you kind of got to set your path in life. Like, I think that life really begins at middle age.
Anyways, before we go down the depressing part of the year, what's something you're looking forward to as we enter the new year?
I always look forward to the new year because I think that it's like a restart of hope. Like, this year could be different. This year could be the year, whatever that is. I'm not looking forward to anything specifically in that year, but just the idea of like, it's a new start. Maybe this is the year for you. All right, are you ready? Let's do your shout outs. You got a big day today.
All right, shout outs here. We'll go through them quickly. Hey, what? All right, Dylan Ray, Christian Aeon, Brian Reyes, Misty Taylor, Shane Mocton. I also want to change up the way that I do these. So I got to come up with something a little better. Maybe I sing them. Maybe I rhyme the names. I'm not sure yet, but...
Oh, if you could rhyme the names, that would be good. I would appreciate rhyming of the names.
Maybe I'm going to try that next episode. Stephanie Borsick, Leah Stark, Mike Taylor, Charles Montpie, and Victoria Ayala. Appreciate all of you, as always. And tune in next episode, because I guess I'm going to be rhyming 10 names back to back to back, and we'll see how disaster it is. Disastrous.
Okay, I seriously doubt that you can rhyme 10 names. I think that that's going to be very difficult. You're just going to rhyme the names individually, or are you going to come up with like a story around the names? Like, it's Bob. Mm-hmm. He's a slob. Now here's Carol.
I mean, it's got. I mean, I can feral. Do that. If you want me to put that effort in, I can come up with a song for you.
I would like. I'm not going to say that I want you to do that. I would like to be pleasantly surprised with whatever you do, because I don't think that you can find a way to rhyme 10 names.
All right, couple of bangers for you to end the year. First is kind of holiday related. Would you rather be a mall Santa or a door greeter at a local, you know, Walmart?
Oh, I'd rather be the door greeter. You don't really have to do anything. You just, like, sit there and say hi. There's no expectations for a door greeter, and everybody's just going to... Like, if you're going to be the Santa, you got to be on. You have expectations. You have responsibilities. If you're the door greeter, you just basically have to make sure that nobody, like, walks out with a TV. And even then, you probably just have to, like, film them walking out with the TV.
Do people even steal things like that anymore? Like, is that even a market for, like, TVs and things like that anymore?
Yeah, people steal stuff all the time, man. They'll steal about anything. Whatever it is, they'll steal it.
I mean, I'm just saying, like, the resale value on a 60-inch TV is not what it was even 5 years ago now. I just don't know what you'd get for it.
Yeah, but if it's free, you get... It's all profit, right? Like, if they sell right, it for 50 yes. bucks, you just made 50 bucks.
Yes, sure, whatever. All right, let's see.
I don't think anybody's like checking the market. Like, well, what's the going rate before I steal this?
I bet you. I think you'd be surprised. I think people do look at that kind of stuff.
I don't.
Well,
think
that, not a lot. Not a lot of criminals, but I think some of them.
No, man. Don't get a Sony. Get the Viacom. The market's going up on the. I don't even know if Viacom is a thing. I don't know any brands. Think so. Yeah, IGN. What's it? I don't know any. I don't know a single TV brand besides Sony. Casio. Not a single. I cannot think of a single TV brand. Hitachi.
Holy hell, man! You're told. Wow, I feel like this is.
You can't think of a single one, can you?
Panasonic. There's one.
Okay. LG. That's what
LG.
It is.
Yep. I think those are the three.
Vizio.
Vizio, yes. I'm tapped out.
You thought I was real dumb until you tried to do it, and you're like, oh, crap.
I was like, this is... oh, hell. No, I mean, no. All right, so this one seems easy as a question, but we'll see what you say. Would you rather be too drunk to find your way home and end up sleeping somewhere, you know, overnight and waking up in the middle of, say, a street or a back alley? Or going home with somebody, obviously you're too drunk and you wake up and realize that they robbed you of your wallet.
Well, I mean, I would protect my wallet at all costs. A man losing his wallet is like one of the worst things that can happen to them. Losing your wallet is one of the worst things that can happen to you in society. You got to go get ID, your credit cards. You don't even know what else is in there. You might have some money in there. So I would pretty much take any option besides losing my wallet.
I actually think I would rather be robbed than wake up in a strange place the next morning. I only have maybe 7 cards in my license in my wallet. That is it. I don't have anything else in there.
I don't have anything else in there either. And it's really not a big deal to lose your credit cards, but like just losing your wallet is a pain in the ass. I can find my way home. Like I'll just like, where's my location? And look at my phone. There I am. Like, oh, okay. I'm at the corner of 6th and 5th. There we go.
Yeah, but it's like you got to spend the nights overnight. It's just, I don't know. It's just, you know, I feel what like it, you can recover the same from both, but it would be more difficult to kind of recover quickly from sleeping out somewhere overnight or, you know, falling asleep next to a pond or something.
Yeah, but all you got to do is start walking. You're like, okay, I got all my stuff. Well, I guess I'm going to start walking.
At least you can wake up in your bed even though you've been robbed.
Oh, wait, you're going to make it to your house? I thought you were going to somebody else's house.
No, like you're in your place with a companion. You wake up and you've been robbed by that person.
Oh, well, yeah, no, I don't want to be robbed. I got no problem like waking up in a field. That's okay.
You've probably done
it's an
it
adventure.
Before. Yeah. Kansas boy.
I want to say that the most interesting place, I've woken up in the backyard. I've woken up on the front porch a few times. And then I woke up in the I did not know this at the time, but I woke up in like the side lot of a church, like just laying there. I'm like, oh, I'm at a church. It was just, it happened to be, I was just, it was like on my way from the bar to where I was living. And I just stopped there.
You probably, I mean, you sought refuge, right? I mean, imagine those nuns when they were walking in that morning.
That was probably my logic was like, well, nobody's going to mess with a guy laying asleep at a church. Ah, oh, he's on the church. Leave him alone.
Yeah, it's hell you. There you do.
Okay, all right.
I want to find that guy. If anyone knows that guy, can they post him on our socials? I want to talk to that guy.
I don't even know who he is.
I don't even think it's one of those things. I mean, I did some very brief research, and I feel like it's just a guy that someone recorded drunk, and he is now a meme, like a viral meme. I don't think he's anybody.
That's usually how it goes, man. So some TV brands, Samsung, Vizio, LG, Insignia, Hisense.
Was that it? Brands. Only Vizio. 7?
There's not a lot. JVC, Philips, Panasonic, RCA. We can go on with TV brands if you'd really like me to do it. I can give you the 12 best TV brands. RCA, Insignia, JVC, Philips.
I've already fallen
asleep. Panasonic.
Or as you would say, I've stopped listening already.
Toshiba. This website's kind of, I hate it. Hisense. I don't like it when they make you scroll a lot. I like it all. Vizio, TCL, never heard of it. LG is number 3, by the way. Sony, what's the number 1 brand? Samsung. Okay, let's go. Now people know. Now the people know.
Like I said, I've stopped listening. Is it time?
That was only 2. Do you have a 3rd?
Oh, no, because today is a special episode.
Okay. All right. It's time. The Outlaw Candle Connoisseur. The biggest day of the year. Not just Candle of the Month. Candle of the Year. Whoosh! The Outlaw Candle Connoisseur. God damn. Rides again. Oh, his computer froze. What an a-hole. All right, what is it? Let's hear it. Candle of the Year. Who's going to get the prestigious nomination from the Outlaw Candle Connoisseur?
All right, let's go with. Here we go. I feel like I play it. Just play it up. Deep Russ. Deep Russ. The Chesapeake Bay Harmony candle.
Oh, I was thinking it was going to be another one.
No. Listen. I got this candle. I don't remember the exact month this year, but it was one of those candles that I had to go back and buy again because it's not only is it supposed to be designed to smell delicious and obviously be aromatic. It's also the true title is the Balance and Harmony Candle because it's supposed to serve not only, you know, all of your senses, but it's also supposed to kind of chill you out too. So check it out. I know you can get it on Amazon. I don't know what the price is right now, but it's going to come in like a teal glass jar. Burns, you know, you can get different wick, different number of wicks. It's going to burn, you know, 60 to 130 hours. It has fragrance notes of apple, pears, some of those fruits that hit you but aren't like over hitting, like a lime or a lemon or something. And it's just, yeah, it's just a good candle. It's chill. You know, I don't really know what the balance part of it is, but just them advertising it like that, Chesapeake Bay Candle Company, makes you feel good about the candle and the fact it's frosted glass, so when the flame burns, it looks pretty cool. So
when you get a new candle, right? And I'm thinking of like when I get a new whiskey or if I get some new kind of marijuana. Like I like to savor it a little bit. I like to try it out. So when you get a new candle, like what are you doing? You light it? You just stand there? Like what do you do when you get a new candle?
Well, I've actually become because of I don't want to say you. I'll say this show. What I'll do now is I actually bought a notebook, and it's not the same for every entry, but I will, you know. I'll write down the description where I got it, you know, just a little bit like descriptors. And then after a little bit of it burning, it could be a day later, 3 days later. I'll write kind of down my opinions. And then that's how I come up with candle of the month. Or, you know, I'll go back through my notes. You know, I've had this journal for maybe 6 months now. This one wasn't obviously in it yet, but this one stayed in my brain. So that's why. Yeah, that's what I do.
I just can't believe you take this seriously. Like I find it hilarious, and I'm also very impressed.
I've had friends of my wife's direct message me.
All right, are you ready for our top five?
Yeah, unless my internet craps out again.
You know what? You blame something once. Oh, what do you got? You drinking Crystal Ice?
I am actually.
I went through a phase with the Crystal Ice, man. I went through a phase where I was buying like 10 of those a week.
You could tell just from my quick drink, yeah. Huh?
Oh, yeah. When they were 10 for 10, how much you pay for it over there?
We buy the 20 or 30 packs from Costco.
Oh, how much? I need a price, okay?
Probably like $12.50, $13.
Oh, that's a good deal for a 30-pack. That's 50 cents, basically. That's a good deal. Nice job.
I mean, it makes me feel like I'm not drinking pop, which I'm sure this is worse for you than actual pop, but whatever.
Yeah, I don't know. Who knows? Well, something's going to kill you. All right, so our top five is top five animal mascots for brands specifically. Sports teams do not count. These are brand animal mascots. What's your number five?
All right, so this one is an oldie, but a goodie, and I'm going to go with the Toys R Us giraffe, Jeffrey the giraffe.
That's a good one, man. I completely forgot about Jeffrey the giraffe. My only criticism would be that could... Man, there was a time that you could push that. Not number one. I think number one is dominant number one pretty clearly and easily. But you could push that. You could push that way to the top.
I don't know if I agree with you on the dominant number one. Now you have me rethinking my number one. But... Huh.
Yeah, when you hear what my number one is, you're going to be like, oh, yeah, that's easily number one.
All right, well, what's your number five?
My number five is a newcomer to the group, the Red Bull Bulls.
Okay, that's, I mean, listen, being a Formula One supporter, I love it. I don't know if I would have put them even on my honorable mention, but it's a good thought. I mean, I guess they deserve to be somewhere.
I think the thing that holds them back is that you look at it and you don't necessarily, like, you know their logo, but you kind of forget that they're bulls. You're like, oh, those are bulls. Like, you know what their logo looks like, but you don't know what their logo looks like at the same time.
I mean, how many people get a Red Bull energy drink and they have no idea what the mascot actually is?
Probably a lot. In hindsight, the Red Bull Bulls probably should have been left off. It's not a good number five. I agree. What's your number four?
The Aflac duck.
Okay. Aflac. I can see it. Too annoying for me to be on the list. I don't care for that mascot. It inspires me to dislike it.
I mean, I don't like it either, or either, but I mean, if we were to do most famous jingles, and I were to go Aflac, you would know immediately it was the duck.
I mean, it's technically not a jingle if it's just one word, but.
Oh, okay. PR expert.
My number four is Chuck E. Cheese. Chuck E. Cheese is iconic.
I don't have Chuck E. Cheese on my list.
Okay. Probably means your list is wrong, but I would put Chuck E. Cheese on there. I'm going to have to see what you got else on there. I guess there's some heavy hitters.
All right, so my number three is the Geico Gecko.
The only reason that I'm against your Aflac Duck and the Geico Gecko is because I don't like those. Like, they don't inspire me to like that company. They actually make me dislike the company.
But you know them. Like, they're I don't want to say they're worldwide known, but I feel like they could be.
My number three is Tony the Tiger.
Oof, that's my number two is Tony the Tiger.
Oh, I think that your top of your list has left off some big ones. I think you've left off some big ones at the top of your list. Your number two is Tony the Tiger?
It is, yes.
My number two is the Energizer Bunny.
So I have the Energizer Bunny on my honorable mention.
The Energizer Bunny is very famous. Like, he's the symbol of that. You identify him with that company more than almost anything. Like, you know him better than you know the product.
I mean, I don't disagree with you on that. I just, to me, really my top two are the only ones that are like solidly on the list. Everything else can be intertwined, but Tony the Tiger and my number one have to be on the list.
Okay. A top five. Your number one.
Chester the Cheeto or Cheetah.
Your number one Cheetah. Brand animal mascot is Chester the Cheetah?
Yeah.
It's Mickey Mouse, dude.
Oh, I didn't even think about Mickey Mouse.
Yeah, that's the dominant number one. It's not even close.
You know what? He completely escaped my mind for some reason.
But now that you think about it.
I guess I didn't even think about, like, I put Disney on another planet, I guess. I didn't even think about them.
Oh, like they were too big.
Which makes no sense because they're a brand, and I understand that. Yeah, I mean, I'm going to stay with my list, but, I mean, obviously Mickey Mouse. Mickey Mouse is like the universal number one, for sure. Yeah, that's a good one. That's a good one.
Yeah, Mickey Mouse. That was like, I wrote that down immediately, like Mickey Mouse, like number one. What's your honorable mention?
Didn't even think about him. Smokey the Bear, McGruff the Crime Dog.
That's a good one, too. Yeah.
The Coca-Cola Polar Bears, the Budweiser Clydesdales, the Chick-fil-A Cows.
Okay, so but Budweiser and Coca-Cola to me, though, like, even though that those are iconic and I could say that you would probably even maybe should have put them on our lists, they're not the first, they're not like the ambassador for that. They're like, yeah, we got that too. They're not the main thing for the company. That would be my issue with them.
I mean, my whole list is mute because I should have put Mickey. I didn't even think about Mickey Mouse. Like, I mean, the biggest friggin' animal brand anywhere in the history of life, and I forgot about it. So that this is a gigantic fail for me this week.
Yeah, you blew it. You were too focused on the
candle of the year. I can't get an internet connection to save my life. I can't. I know. I blew it. I blew the last top five of the year. I better ship it up into 2024, I guess.
Okay, that's going to go ahead and do it for this episode of Profoundly Pointless. I want to thank you so much for joining us. If you get a chance, subscribe, leave us a rating or a review. Really helps us out. We really appreciate it. Just a couple of quick words. And yeah, that's it. That's a great way to just end 2023 with a complete and total brain meltdown. Hopefully 2024 will be better, at least yours. Thank you so much for listening.